Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on tonight. I just give God reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Dean in his absence, and to each one of you, my Father's children. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight to study God's Word. I just give God all the praise and glory on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and then we're going to pray. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 119, starting at the 41st verse. Let not thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproach me, for I trust in thy word. And take not thy word of trust utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgment. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and I will not be ashamed, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. I have just read you from Psalms 119, from the 41st verse to the 48th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we confess it and we repent, and we ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, we just thank you tonight, Father. We bless your holy name tonight. We magnify you tonight, Lord. We lift your name up tonight, God. We just thank you, Lord. And I ask you tonight, Lord, to let me decrease. Move me from myself, Lord, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister and teach us tonight, God. I just thank you tonight. I give you praise for it tonight, God. I don't know nothing of myself, Lord, but it's only you. I ask you to cover our minds and our thoughts tonight. In the name of Jesus, just touch them tonight, God, that we may understand your word, God, and receive your word, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice and every member of the End Time Men and Women of War, Life Support, Outreach Church, and the Prayer Room Ministry. Keep them covered on tonight. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger. I ask you right now to let your anointing fall. Let your anointing fall. Let your power fall tonight, God. Teach us tonight, Lord. We just need you to teach us, Holy Spirit, what you would have us to know. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. I give God praise tonight. I just, and one more thing, I bind the strong man tonight. I bind the strong man from this radio broadcast. I bind the strong man from our lives. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, every demon on assignment. I bind you up, I cast you out, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we in chapter 11. I'm going to start there reading. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven-footed and chew the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud or of them that divide the hoof as the camel, because he cheweth the cud but divided not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the coney, because he cheweth the cud but divided not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the hair, because he cheweth the cud, but not, and divided not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. But the swine, though he divided the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Of these flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcasses shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you. They are unclean to you. And let me see. And the swine, though he divides the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcasses shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you. Okay, these shall ye eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever have fins and scales in the waters, in the sea and in the rivers, them shall ye eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of all living things which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. They shall be even an abomination unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcass in abomination. Whatsoever have no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination unto you. And these are they which ye shall have an abomination among, the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagles and the ospreys and the osprey and the vulture and the kite after his kind, every raven after his kind, and the owl and the nighthawk and the cockle and the hawk after his kind. And the little owl and the cormorant and the great owl and the swan and the pelican and the eagle and the stork and the heron after her kind and the lapwing and the bat. All fowls that creep going upon all four shall be an abomination unto you. Yet these may yet ye eat of every flying, creeping thing that goeth upon all four, which have legs above their feet to leap withal upon the earth. Even these of them ye may eat, the locust after his kind, and the ball locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his. All other flying, creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you. And for these ye shall be unclean. Whosoever touches the carcass of them shall be unclean until evening. And whosoever beareth aught of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. The carcass of every beast which divided the hoof and is not cloven footed nor cheweth the cud are unclean unto you. Every one that touches them shall be unclean. And whatsoever goeth upon his paws among all manner of beasts that goeth on all fours, those are unclean unto you. Whosoever touches these carcasses shall be unclean unto the evening. And he that beareth the carcass of them shall wash their clothes and be unclean until the evening. They are unclean unto you. These also shall the unclean shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel and the mouse and the tortoise after his kind, and the ferret and the chablon and the lizard and the snail and the mole. These are unclean to you among all that creep. Whosoever doeth touch them, which when they be dead, shall be unclean until the evening. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, doeth fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be in any vessel of wood, or raiment, or skin, or sack, whatsoever vessel it be, wherein any work is done, it must be put into water, and it shall be unclean until the eve. So it shall be cleansed, and every earthen vessel whereunto any of them falling, whatsoever it is in it, shall be unclean, and ye shall break it of all meat which may be eaten, that on which such water cometh shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk in every such vessel shall be unclean, and everything whereupon any part of their carcass falleth shall be unclean, whether it be oven or ranges or pots, they shall be broken down, for they are unclean and shall be unclean unto you. Nevertheless, a fountain or a pit wherein they are plenty of water shall be clean, but that which touches the carcass shall be unclean. And if any part of their carcass fall upon any sowing seed which is to be sown, it shall be unclean. But if any water be put upon the seed and any part of the carcass fall thereon, it shall be unclean unto you. And if any beast of which ye shall eat die, he that touches the carcass thereof shall be unclean until the eve. And he that eateth the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the eve. He also that beareth the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. And every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth shall be an abomination. It shall not be eaten. Whatsoever goeth up on the belly, and whatsoever goeth upon all four, or whatsoever have more feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, them ye shall not eat, for they are an abomination. Ye shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall ye make yourself unclean with them, that ye should be defiled thereby. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourself, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourself with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your own, to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beast and of the fowl and of every living creature that moveth in the water, and every creature that creepeth upon the earth, to make difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. Chapter 12. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, according to the days of the separation. For her infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised, and he shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 3 and 30 days. She shall touch no hollow thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if she bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 80 days, offering the purification. Okay. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest, who shall offer it before the Lord and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that have borne a male or a female. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she should bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, this right here, I'm telling you, this chapter is all about holiness. I'm telling you, it is something. So the first question is, what type of animal could the children of Israel eat? Okay. What type of animal could the children of Israel eat? Those that had split hooves and also chewed the cud. Yeah, those that we're going to answer the questions, and I'm going to go back over it. And just so you all can, then, what type of water creatures could the children of Israel eat? You can only eat the ones that have fins and scales. You can't eat no other kind. In general, what type of bird were not allowed to be eaten? It says, number 3, in general, what type of birds were not allowed to be eaten?
You said what type of birds were not allowed to be eaten? I have the eagle, the vulture, the ostrich. It's a bunch of them. Bat.
They call them the carnivore.
I got a lot of different ones. I'll use the different version, but it, yes, ma'am.
No, it's the same. It's the same.
Okay. Vulture and. What it says, a water hen, and a pelican, a stork.
The vultures eat dead people. The vultures eat dead people, too. You know, dead animals or whatever. You know, that's what you see it on TV. They be flying around when you'll know it's some dead. That's what they be eating a lot of times. Yeah, it's a lot of them. Number 4, they had to wash their garments and would be unclean till the... Okay.
Uh-oh.
That's my answer for the mystery, number 4. That's my answer. Anyway, it's in verse 24 and 25 too. What did the people have to do if they touched any unclean animal or the carcass of any unclean thing? I just answered that, honey. I should be here. But they had to wash their garments and they would be unclean until the evening time. So, yeah. If any unclean thing fell into an earthen vessel, what had to be done to the vessel?
put into the water and then unclean until the evening.
Verse 33. Let me see what it says. And every earthen vessel wherein to any of them falleth, whatsoever is in it shall be unclean, and ye shall break it. So you have to tear it up, whatever earthen vessel it is, you have
okay.
to break it. Okay, number 12. How long would a woman be unclean after having a son?
Seven days. Okay, that's right.
Okay, what was done to the son on the eighth day after he was born? Yeah, I know what we do to baby boys when they after they born. What was the length of the mother's purification period? You know, it's in verse 4 in chapter 12.
I have 33 days.
Yeah. If a woman had a daughter, how long would she be unclean? This is verse 5. Let me see. If she should bear a maid child, if she should bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying there 66 days, so that's 14 days. I wonder why it's double for girls than it is for boys. That's something. Let's see. What was the length of the mother's purification? It's double. It's double for the woman, for the girl child than it is for the male child. That's something to look to study for. I'm gonna find out. It was 66 days. It's double. What do you think there was so much, why do you think there was so much difference in the purification between the daughter and the son? That's what I know. I just feel like it shows us the position of the man was always above the woman as when they first was created. So it didn't take as much for him. I don't know about that, but yeah. It was like, so he was, the man was over us, the male was over us, and it shows that because it's only 7 days if the woman have a male child, and with a woman child, it's 14 days. That's something. Anybody have anything to say about these? Okay. I'm just going to go through this, try to get through this real quick. Okay, the Lord said this to Moses and to Aaron. Say this to the Israelites. These are the animals that you may eat, but you may not eat all the other animals that live on dry land. you may eat any animal with a completely divided hoof that chew the cud. A completely divided. Some animals only chew the cud, or they only have a divided hoof. It's not completely. You must not eat these animals. The camel does and chew the cud, but it does not have a divided hoof. The animal called coney does chew the cud, but it does not have a divided hoof. The rabbit does chew the cud, but it does not have a divided hoof. You know, we used to eat rabbit and gravy all the time, biscuits. The pig does not have a completely divided hoof, but it does not chew the cud. Okay, the pig does have a completely divided hoof, but it does chew the cud. You must not eat the meat from any of these animals, and you must not touch the dead body. Okay. Many animals live in the water. They live in the seas and in the rivers. You may eat any of them that have both the fins and the scales. But some animals in the seas and in the river does not have fins and scales, like shrimp, like lobsters, like catfish, all that good stuff. They may be an animal that swims together, or they may be other animals that are in the water. You must hate to eat them. And because you hate them, you must not eat their meat. You must hate their dead bodies. You must hate any animal that's like this, that lives in the water. Also, it does not have the fins and the scales. Okay, let me see. These are the birds that you may hate. You must not eat them because they are nasty. These birds are called the eagle, the vulture, just like you said, the black vulture, the red kite, and any kind of black kite, any kind of raven, the owl with horns, the owl that screams, the gull, the seagull, and any kind of hawk, the little owl, the cormorant, and the great owl, the white owl, the desert owl, and the osprey, the stork, any kind of heron, the hooper, and the bat. We should not eat. You must also hate most flying insects that rush about, but you may eat some flying insects that rush about. These ones are insects whose legs have joints. I don't know what that is, and I don't want to see no insects with no joints. They can therefore jump on the ground. From this group, you may eat any kind of locust, ball locust, desert locust, grasshopper, but you must hate all other insects which have wings and four pair of legs. The dead bodies of these animals, you will be unclean until the evening. Anyone who pick up one of these dead bodies must wash the clothes, and that person will be unclean until the evening. Anyone who touches the dead body of one of these animals will be unclean. The animals are those whose hoofs are not completely divided, or the animals do not chew the cud. Many animals walk on all their four feet. If they walk on their paws, then they will make you unclean. Anyone who touches their dead bodies will be unclean until the evening. Anyone who picks up their dead body must wash their clothes. That person will be unclean until the evening. These animals will make you unclean. The animals that crawl on the ground will make you unclean. They include the animals called the weasel and the rat, any kind of great lizard, the gecko, and the monitor lizard, the wall lizard, the skink, or the skunk, or whatever it is, and the chameleon. And all these animals that crawl on the ground will make you unclean. If you touch their dead body, you will be unclean until the evening. One of these animals may die and fall into something. That thing, whatever it is in, will be unclean. Someone may have made it out of wood, cloth, animal skin, or sack. Put it in water, and it will be unclean until evening. Then it will be clean. One of the dead animals may fall into a clay pot. Then everything in the pot will be unclean. Okay. You must break that pot. If it's a clay pot, you can break it. That's earthen vessel. There may be some food that you could eat, but if it has water on it from such a pot, it is unclean. Also, anything that you could drink from the pot is unclean. If the dead body of an animal falls onto anything, that thing becomes unclean. If it is an oven or a pot to cook food in, you must break it. They are unclean, and you must consider them as unclean. However, these things remain clean if a dead animal falls into them. It's a well into which fresh water comes, a large bath that collects water, but anyone who touches the dead body in them is unclean. The dead body of an animal may fall into dry seeds that are ready to plant. Those seeds will remain clean, but if the dead body of an animal falls onto wet seeds, they are unclean for you. An animal that you can eat may die. Anyone who touches that dead body will be unclean until the evening. Anyone who eats any meat from the animal's dead body must wash his clothes. He will be unclean until the evening. Anyone who picks up the dead body must wash his clothes. He will be unclean until the evening. You must hate every animal that crawls about on the ground like a snake, a lizard. Let me see. You must not eat any animal that crawls about on the ground. It is nasty. Whatever it moves on its stomach or 4 feet or many feet. Do not make yourself unclean with any of these animals. Do not become unclean by them. Do not let any of them make you unclean. I am the Lord who is your God. Make yourself separate from other people and be holy. Do this because I, the Lord, am holy. Do not make yourself unclean with any animal that moves about on the ground. I am the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. I did it so that I could be your God. Therefore, be holy because I am holy. These are the rules about animals and birds. Also, these are the rules about everything that moves in the water. And these are the rules about everything that moves on the ground. You must distinguish between what is clean and unclean. You must know which animals you can eat, and you must know which animals you cannot eat. Okay. Let's see, we're going on to 12. I got a lot of more stuff. But I know I'm going to start on 12 for the time go by. And then I could go back to something if somebody want to know something. Okay, 12. And it's only got 8 verses to it. The Lord said to Moses, tell this to the Israelites. A woman may become pregnant and then give birth to a son. She will be unclean for 7 days. This will be as it is during her monthly period. On the eighth day, they must circumcise the boy. Then the woman must wait 33 days to become clean after she bleeds. She must not touch anything that is sacred. She must not go into the Lord's house until she is clean again. If she gives birth to a daughter, the woman will be unclean 2 weeks. This will be as it is during her monthly period. After this, she must wait 66 days to become clean after she bleeds. At the end of the day for her to become clean again, she must do this whether the baby is a boy or a girl. The woman must go to the entrance of the meeting of tents. She must bring the priest there a lamb that is 1 year old. This is for a whole offering. She must also bring a young pigeon or a dove for a sin offering. The priest must offer them to the Lord to make atonement for her. Then she will be clean after she bleeds. These are the rules for a woman that has a baby boy or a baby girl. If she cannot afford a lamb, she must bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. One will be for a whole offering and the other will be for a sin offering. So the priest will make atonement for her and she will be clean. The woman is unclean because she bled during the birth. She is also unclean each month during the period when she bleeds. So she is unclean because of the blood. The woman is unclean because of original sin, which affects her baby too. So the explanation of original sin in the note at the start of the chapter 4, because of the birth of her baby, sin continues in the world. Of course, the birth of her baby should be good news, but the fact that sin affects even her new baby is very sad. I was kind of thinking about that too, because God made us like that, but I guess by Eve doing what she did, it really messed us up. It really did mess us up. So every time we have a period, we unclean. We didn't ask for the period, but we got it. And so I guess that was one of the punishments Eve got, because he said to bear children with hard birth pain and stuff like that. So I just figured, and then you bleed, and you know the blood is something to the blood. It's something about the blood. So this blood right here makes us unclean. That's something. The birth of a baby is an important occasion because the woman became unclean. Then she would become especially aware of the holiness, and she would think about how God wants her to bring up her new child. As the mother, she had a special responsibility to teach that child about God. People circumcise a boy when they cut a small piece of skin from the end of his penis. That is the part of the body that only boys and men have. The Jews do this because of the promise that God gave to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17. It is a way to say that they believe God's promises. However, many people do it because of tradition, not because they believe, because a lot of people don't even believe that it's in the Bible and stuff. The woman can become clean after 40 days, 7 plus 33. 40 is an important number in the Bible. Sacred means that it has a connection with her in order to become clean. The woman must first offer the sacrifices. We do not know why there is a longer period for a girl. Perhaps it is because both the father and the mother used to teach a boy, but the mother alone teaches a girl. A lamb is a young sheep. Pigeons and doves are birds that behave in a gentle manner. People often keep them at home. Atonement means that the woman was at one or united as friends with God. So afterwards, she could go near to God's house and she could worship with God's people. Mm-hmm. So do we have any questions about anything? So a weasel is like a big rat. And the rat is like a big mouse. And the great lizard is an animal that can live in water or on land. Lizards have skin that shines. And the gecko is a lizard that makes a low sound. A monitor lizard is a lizard up to 4 feet long. A wall lizard is a type of lizard. I don't know. And then it says a skink lizard. That's another type of lizard. The chameleon lizard is a lizard that can change colors. Mm-hmm. This was real interesting to me because we need to know, and people saying, you know, that now we can eat these things, but I don't want to eat that stuff no way. You don't even taste it. I mean, it don't even turn good to you. I mean, who want to eat a vulture or a hawk or an eagle? Not listen, he just couldn't get nothing else to eat. You know, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Mm-mm. And we had to be still careful of people saying that you can eat anything and everything God made is good. Everything God did make is good. But God is, the word of God is telling you what not to eat. Who wants some camel meat? I don't want no camel meat. Mm-mm. I was thinking about these deers. I don't know if they got hooves or not, but it's a lot of people kill deers. And I'm looking at that channel that they be killing them on and all that kind of stuff. You have to survive, but you got to survive off the right stuff. Now, this family, my family, loves seafood. We eat it raw. We eat sushi. We eat all kind of shrimp. I feel like if you really knew what shrimp looked like, they got a head and they got all them legs, what they talking about. We ain't supposed to. That if they have fins on the shrimp and the scales, we can eat them. But they don't have, and I just had some last week. But, and I ask, I repent now. But we got to do what's best for our body. That's what I'm saying. Because it makes us unclean, like a lobster and crab legs and all that stuff, they don't have fins and scales. You see anything in the water, in the sea, in the river, in the lake, that have fins and scales, we can eat. But everything else, we're not supposed to eat. A lot of those, what they're talking about, eat from the bottom of the water, eat from the ground floor of the ocean, of the river, of the lake. They don't eat up at top. They go to the nasty bottom where all the poop and everything, the dung and the pee and everything that they do go down to the bottom, and they eat from the floor of the sea, of the ocean. And catfish do the same thing. They don't have fins and scales. I think they have fins, but they don't have scales. So, and that's why it tastes so good. I'm just telling you, catfish taste good. Lobster tastes good. Crab legs taste good. All of them. But if you watch that channel where the animals come in, it'd be some crazy looking crabs. I just hope I don't never see none of them nowhere, because they, and they some mean crab, it's some poison crab. You have to be really careful. You have to be careful eating that stuff, because we ain't supposed to eat it. We ain't supposed to eat it no way. But, you know, people be trying to survive. But, you know, you can always go to the river or the lake or somewhere and fish and feed your family with fish, because my mom and daddy did it. They did it. We didn't get food stamps. They worked, and we had fish. We had fish almost every day. Every day we had fish, and we was looking for it because we was hungry. But all that other stuff is abomination to us, so we better not do it. We better, because you know the thing is right now, we learning this stuff. God want us to be holy because he holy. And I'm telling you, we got to strive to live as holy as possible. And when you do things like that, don't forget to repent. God will forgive you if you do it. Just repent. Repent. I'm telling you, I repent all the time, because I'm telling you, I have all kind of thoughts sometimes going through my head, and I have to cast down that vain imagination and stuff, all that crazy stuff. And I ain't talking about no nasty stuff. I'm just talking about I shouldn't think negative. That's the hardest thing. Sometimes you the devil brings something up, and you start thinking negative about it. No, just bind up the devil out of your head and start. I mean, I know what to do, but it'll catch you off guard, and there you go. And what you saying, and all this kind of stuff, you got to let it go. Got to just let it go and let God. Mm-hmm. So do we have any questions? I'm sorry, y'all. I just yawned like it wasn't nobody on here but me. I'm sorry. But this is really good. I really like it. I understand, because I didn't read it before so many times. But we have to do what the Lord wants us to do. And God is allowing us to go through this at this time, at this season, because I'm telling y'all, listen to me. It's going to be some things that's going to happen. Don't think that war and all that kind of stuff ain't going to affect the United States. It's going to affect us, because there's too many Arabs from Afghanistan in this country. So just prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. They here. They here, and they don't like, because their families had to be there and was left there and couldn't get on them planes. It's over 10,000 people that's supposed to be from over there, over here, is still over there. And the Taliban gonna get them. So they trying to get them out by the end of the month, but I just don't know. So, you know, I've been praying all day, because I just still feel like something going on, something gonna happen. I don't know. I just don't know, but we just need to stay careful and ask God to have us prepared so won't none slip up on us. Mm-hmm. Oh, amen. God bless you all. We didn't went through this. So Thursday we're gonna have 11 and 12. We're gonna have 13 and 14. And it's gonna be good too. We get on through Leviticus, honey. You're gonna see something. But Leviticus is something. Because God is telling us how to live holy, and he wants us to do that. So I'm not going to hold you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless each one of them. Father, bless our families, our homes, God. I ask you to bless our minds, and we just thank you for your word on tonight. Lord, we don't take this word for granted, God. We know you love us, and we know you're teaching us, and you're allowing us to really get an understanding of your word. I ask you to bless everyone in the sound of my voice and their families, God. Just bless their week. In the name of Jesus, give them strength where they weak and build them up where they're torn down. In the name of Jesus, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. We'll be right back on here Thursday night at the same time. God bless you. You all have a good night. I love you. Have a good night.
Love you till the night.
Good night.